Late last year, State Superintendent Mike Flanagan had dire predictions for the finances of Michigan schools. He predicted the number of districts in deficit could reach 100 before long. Now Flanagan says the situation is stabilizing, and he credits increased funding from the state.
Debates aside about how much of an increase there is, there have been improved funding the last couple of years. I think there could be more, but I think that's helped.
The Michigan Department of Education expects the number of deficit districts to have dropped from 52 to 45 at the end of the school year. Democrats say it's not fair to say Governor Rick Snyder and state lawmakers have increased state education funding. Republicans include money that went into the teacher pension system. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the state capitol.